Right, welcome back again, people. Dean Reed here. This is my boo about the Cromford Canal Butterley Tunnel, and we've come to Butterley Reservoir to try and find some of the air shafts from the tunnel. And we're not overly sure where we're looking, but we've just found this is like a live boo. I've never been down there. I'm not quite sure what we're going to see, but I've looked at the map and we've looked at the details of where the tunnel led, and we just found a tunnel. Can you get in there, Ray? Is that locked? I'm with my friend Ray, by the way, here. We're directly above the old Cromford Canal Butterley Tunnel now, and we've come to a locked metal gate. Is there a padlock there? Is there? Yeah, there's a padlock, and a very rusty padlock at that. But what this is, I do remember seeing this particular door on the internet. If you go to the Cromford or the Friends of Cromford Canal website, there's a link to a PDF file where a very brave soul has managed to get into the tunnel from the western side and the eastern side as well, and they've gone all the way down. And I remember seeing pictures from the back, the other end, the other side even, of this door, and there are all sorts of like little ways into the tunnel. I mean, the tunnel itself, 2,712 metres, and along the length of the tunnel, 800 metres in from the western side, there was an underground wharf where they used to load the boats on the canal. And at that wharf, there was a tunnel dug sideways to the local car pit. I'm not quite sure where that pit is or was, but we're basically history hunting today. We weren't quite sure what we're going to find here, but we're in a dip, obviously, and just over the bank is the Butterley Reservoir. And what I was initially looking for was the cylindrical like air vents that you see for like tunnels, and I know there is some about, so I'm going to pause this boo now and we're going to go and continue to try and find one. So, but I also will, I'll get the iPhone, I'll put the flash on, and I'll take a picture over the very small gap of this little door I can see here.
Yeah.
Right, I'll do that and see what we can see. Probably nothing, but still. Right, bye for now. Welcome back once again. We abandoned the search for the air shafts because I need to load all the GPS locations into my iPhone, but we've come to the eastern entrance now and I'm stood right in front of it. There's a little watercourse flowing down, and just above me now is the Golden Valley Light Railway. The entrance to this tunnel doesn't look locked. Doesn't look like it's locked, so we're going in. Or we're going to try and get in. Right, let's see how it goes. Right. Okay, so the situation has been calmed a little by the fact that it is actually locked. There's a very small padlock, but the gate did look like it was open to me. Okay, so we're just stood in there now, and there must be 2 or 3 feet of like foliage and debris built up at this side here. And if I look through the gate now, the level drops straight away, and whoa, I really can't see very far there at all. So this tunnel was dug in 1794 as part of the Cromford Canal, and my voice is bouncing back and I can hear drips from inside the tunnel. So 1 second, 3, 2, 1. Hello! Hello! But what would I do if someone answered back? I think I'd fall over into the mud. Wow. Excellent. I know the survey that was done, the person that went in. See, the way it's put across is it looks as if someone's actually gone in off their own back and they've managed to find it and it's open, and it wasn't like an official thing, but it must have been, because there's a huge padlock at the western entrance and there is a very small but chunky looking padlock at the eastern entrance. What an amazing place. I will blog about this. I also will walk the entire length of it one day. Okay, bye for now.